Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Her Horny Mons Pubis. It's a new metalcore band.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're not going to forget to introduce ourselves this time. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boat.
You're a boat?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's not really boat season.
Well, yeah, we're wrapping them up soon.
You got to get my fucking boat out of the water before it gets too many barnacles on it.
Yeah.
Can't better put the fucking Stugats in the marina next door. Hey, hey, gabagoo, gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
On God, fam.
On God. Well, we got a big show. We got a great show today. A big one. Yeah. And we're going to do some pervert proverbs later. We're going to do... I mean, we have a lot of things to choose from. I don't think we're going to do all these things.
Oh, yeah?
But there might be a rope game.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. There might be... The Zombie Zone, new segment called Zombie Zone.
Okay.
There's a tough guy poetry.
Okay.
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 So we'll have to decide which ones we want to do.
Okay.
But first.
Okay.
Important news.
Yeah, what we got?
From blabbermouth.net by way of Blet.
Yeah.
Blet.
Our buddy Blet.
Blet.
Sent us a, it's just a screenshot, so I don't have any more details, but I don't really need them. The headline says, Staines Aaron Lewis catches flack for spelling out Trump 24 using 32 dead coyotes.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in.
Yeah, could you imagine?
That's a song about being at the Capitol.
Oh, right.
He didn't go in, though.
Well, you know, don't tell nobody.
Allegedly.
He was wearing full head-to-toe camouflage, though, when he was there, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Nobody would know.
Yeah.
32 dead coyotes, enough to spell that out? Trump 24? I guess so.
Yeah. Depends how you cut them.
Right. Okay, Aaron Lewis.
He's just breaking the fucking arms, like, turning them into.
I want to know where he did this. Like, was it for helicopters to see?
Must have been.
Or, like, on the side of a hill, maybe? A big hill?
It was on an island.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of dead coyotes.
32 of them, yeah. He's wiped out generations of coyotes.
Yeah.
Coyotes. To say that. Trump, 24. Oh, yeah. Trump. Hey, I'm Aaron Lewis. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
So.
You. Take the blame.
I don't know that one.
That's a good one.
I can't name a stain.
You can't feel my anger. You can't feel my pain.
Oh, yeah. You can't feel my
doormat driving me insane. I didn't have that CD.
Stained.
I had that CD. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Did you ever predict, would you have ever guessed that this guy was a coyote? Genocidal coyote killing maniac.
Yeah. It's funny that like Fred Durst turned out best out of everybody. Like everybody in that scene.
That's
like
true.
Kid Rock's a shithead.
Yeah.
Like Fred's doing good, you know?
What about
Freddie D?
What's his name? What about David Draymond? Do we know about him and his ethical code.
I think he keeps out of the limelight. I never hear anything about that guy.
I mean, I see those lip piercings, the chin piercings, rather. Yeah. And I think, nice guy.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I think he's a friendly guy who's not going to scare my child, not one bit.
I don't think he's got them anymore. He grew out of those.
Oh, I thought you were saying he let them grow out. Like they grew out.
Oh yeah, they were bone.
Yeah. It's just extra teeth.
Yeah.
That he had just punctured through and let them grow.
Sure.
To their heart's content. Well, that's a staying date for today. News update.
Yeah.
So let's decide right here and right now which segments we're going to do.
Okay.
The zombie zone is a new segment.
Yeah, I want to do that.
You want to do that?
Well, come on, let's come up with an order. What's the other one?
Pervert Proverbs.
Yeah, we'll do that headline.
Okay. And Tough Guy Poetry and Rope Games.
I like Rope Games.
Yeah. So what do we do next, though?
You can't feel my anger. You can't feel my brain. Yeah. Let's do Rope Game.
You want to do a rope? So yeah. Rope Games is a segment that we haven't done in a while in which Justy Boy reads the description of a Z-grade Google Play Store app game that was probably generated by some horrible AI or a very bad translation, but always really make you think, at the very least. You're going to come out of this scratching your head and you're going to think about how you're...
Wow, I have such a big brain.
Yeah, you're a better guy now. Smarter guy. I just got to decide which one to do. Yeah, this will be a good one. Okay.
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 Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to like this one.
Whipmaster. Yeah! Power whip.
Power of the whip.
All right, here we go. Defeat bad guys with power whip.
Yep.
Keep it ready in your pocket to defeat monsters. In cowboy emoji. Looking for whip games?
Yeah.
Enjoying casual rope games with lots of levels?
Yes.
Whipmaster is a casual game where you need to fight bad guys using a pocket whip.
Oh, I love that idea. Everybody.
Oh, hell.
Everybody needs themselves a pocket whip in these parts. Oh, what are you going to do if somebody comes at you with their six shooter? You just whip it right out of their hands.
What else are you going to fight off the tuberculosis without a power whip?
Yep. That thing's got the devil in it.
Become a real force master. Hit him up and throw him out of the way.
Oh, okay.
Complete level to level to win the game.
Yes.
In this rope game, you are a treasure hunter and whip master.
Yeah.
Emoji.
Yep.
Defeat all enemies on your way to wealth. Use the power of your pocket whip to hit them up.
Hit them up.
But to kill bad guys, you need to be trickier.
Oh.
Catch the enemy and throw it into the sea. Or grab the bad guy and hold him until he dies.
That's even better. Holding him, I'm just picturing
cradling him like a baby.
The cowboy is just like, I'm gonna hold you till you die.
4 days without eating, he just passes away.
I'll hold you until you're dead.
Yeah. Use different superpower whips and techniques to defeat bad guys in the whip game. Follow the map to go from one world to another.
Mm-hmm.
Open new rope power and get more different rewards from money to gems.
Wow, I love gems.
The most levels you complete, the more levels you complete, the more additional rewards and new whips you get in the whip game.
Yeah, I need a gold
complete
whip.
Complete the levels and get a new super power whip in next map.
Mm-hmm. Highlight number one.
Complete missions.
Yep.
Add more challenges to the casual game and complete additional missions. For example, kill 100 enemies or do 35 headshots. Complete missions and get a superpower whip or game money as a reward.
I'll take the whip anytime. Every time I take the whip. I take the whip over money no matter what.
Yep. Unlock new pocket whips. Pass the levels, get rewards, and complete missions to open different power whips.
Yep.
Use colorful ropes or get a whip with superpower.
Wow.
You can unlock the whip that creates a bubble around the bad guy and throws him into the air.
That's the one I want.
Or get a shocking whip with the lightning power.
Okay.
Number three, main highlight number three. Take part in bonus levels. Challenge yourself and try to kill more bad guys. At this level, level, you will receive a new unusual pocket whip. For example, with rockets.
A rocket pocket whip.
Yeah, rocket pocket whip.
Rocket pocket robots.
Defeat all enemies and the boss to complete the bonus level and get a reward.
Okay.
Highlight number four. Upgrade your power hands.
You got powerful hands.
Yeah. Collect game money. Collect game money. It's like a robot arm on the.
Yeah, it's the only way you can handle the kickback on the power whip.
That's right. Collect game money to open new features. Choose the right gloves that best fit your superpower whip. Upgrade your whip master to have more fun in the casual game.
Oh, okay. Fun level higher, please.
And highlight number five, use extra objects to kill bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Okay, I will.
With each level, enemies become stronger. Look around to find something that helps to kill them faster. Explode barrels with dangerous substances to kill all enemies at once in the whip and rope game. Download Whipmaster to defeat bad guys in the 3D rope game. Use the superpower of your pocket whip to complete levels and have fun.
There you have it.
What's new? Bug fixes.
What's new? I'll fix some bugs.
It's offered by Moody Publishing.
Whipmaster.
I'm going to download it, I think.
Yeah, do it.
Getting worms on here. Let's see what John Osborne had to say. He said, 4 stars, not a bad game.
Yeah.
It's entertaining and useful for times of boredom. Just wish the levels were a little different. Seems like the levels repeat.
Oh, Messiah, though, gave it 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And Messiah said, it's fun to do stuff and have a different experience with the ropes. I like the graphics and it makes me happy. So.
So. And Leo Benson.
Or is it, it makes me happy so. Like,
it
so
makes
happy.
Me happy so.
So, so
either way,
do make me happy, so do. Yes, please.
Leo Benson said, 4 stars, a very funny game.
Mm-hmm.
And while I wish I had a better activities, though, and added more whips, edit the enemies a lot stronger. That way it's much harder for us to win.
Yeah, that really makes you think.
Sure does. 2 stars. Bradley Horn said, this game really stresses me out. I catch someone and have very little room to move them. The enemy should follow your finger when you catch them, not move in the direction at a fraction of the speed.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. I agree.
There's another guy who was complaining about the ads.
What the fuck do you expect?
I don't know.
Feller?
He lost a player today. That's what he said. He just did.
Wow, that's very brave.
I know. He stands up to the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't disrespect him.
No.
No, he won't let you. He won't allow it. So,
I went to the doctor the other day.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the doctor told me, he said, Justin, you got to stop masturbating. I said, why is that? He said, because I'm trying to examine you. I was jerking off in the doctor's office.
That's a good one.
So,
who wrote that?
This guy Mark from the Exeter barbershop. He said he just got up out of the chair and said that before he left. Like, there was a guy in the chair that he didn't know, and someone else was sitting on the bench, and yeah, just let it rip.
It's it's like locker room talk.
Yeah,
boys will be boys,
right?
Speaking of boys,
the boy.
Guess what?
So there's this boy.
So my wife got a boy in her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. I told you. I told you.
I only make boys.
Yeah. I told him he's having a son. I said he only makes sons.
Yeah.
You name him Luke?
I don't know. We can't figure out what to name him.
I got one for you.
I just keep making fake, funny joke
Martini.
Names. Yeah, like that.
Bone.
Or chest.
Mark. Smith. Smith Charles.
T-Bone.
Tonk.
Tonk. I like Tonk.
Trunk.
Yeah. Rut.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Weasel.
I love that.
Yep.
Cricket.
Fart.
I'm gonna name my boy shit. Peach boy.
This is my son, Frog Man. I was a Frog Man. That's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta make his middle name Frog Man, at least.
At least, yeah. Maybe I'll just name him Jesse Ventura, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Sure.
Yeah.
Name him Undertaker.
He's gonna be a star. Undertaker. This is my son, Stone Cold.
This is Paul Bearer.
Okay. You want to do Zombie Zone or Tough Guy Poetry?
Zombie.
So we got a segment that's brand new. We've done it, but it's brand new that it's an actual segment and it has a name now. And we're going to do some lyrical examinations, okay, about Rob Zombie.
Okay.
Or White Zombie.
Okay.
We're going to listen to some lyrics that he sang and try to figure out what the fuck he's saying.
I got to say this publicly, yeah, about Rob Zombie.
Bob?
Here. That's what I got to say.
What?
I got to say, what's that first movie he did?
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, House of a Thousand Corpses.
It's a piece of shit.
The movie sucks ass.
It's dog shit.
Let's stop pretending it's good.
Who pretends it's good? Do people do that on Letterboxd? Do they have
no, good? Everywhere. I always hear, oh, it's a fucking classic. No, it's not. It's a piece of shit.
It's always a piece of shit.
We gotta stop pretending like it's not.
I don't like any of his movies.
I don't either.
I like his Grindhouse trailer.
Yeah, that was good.
Werewolf Women of the SS. He should just make like 5-minute shorts and that's it.
He should go back to doing animation for Beavis and Butthead.
Oh yeah.
Remember that in the movie? That's one of the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
Were they hallucinating the desert?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Mr. Zombie here was once in a band called White Zombie.
Yeah.
And they had a song, big hit, called More Human Than Human.
Okay.
And the thing is, now that Spotify is turning the Wild West of podcasting into a dystopian hellhole.
Huh?
We can't play much of the song or else it will delete the episode.
Oh.
Because Spotify fucking sucks.
Did I am the rat? Yes, I am the rat.
So I don't know if we should play the music or just the lyrics. Just the vocals won't.
Wait,
set
do the
it
mashups
off.
Count?
Not if they're changed enough.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. And if they're cut up enough, like it can be short clips, but it can't be, you know, too long.
Yeah.
So because of that, I decided to just strip the vocals from the song and just listen to the vocal track.
Okay.
And try to figure out what he's saying. And for the record, the beginning of the song is a sample of sex sounds. So that'll be there and out of place.
It's actually him fucking his wife.
Sherry?
Sherry Moon. Yep. That's her.
But there's like spooky music too.
Oh, I remember that song.
Yeah, I am the Astro Creep, a demolition style, hell American freak. Yeah, I am the crawling tit.
Okay. I heard something. I am the brawling tit. Let's break it down line by line.
Yeah, I am the Astro Creep.
Yeah, I am the Astro Creep.
I heard Astro Creep, yeah.
I am the Astro Creep, a demolition style, hell American freak, yeah.
The demolition style of American freak, yeah?
Yeah, American freaky is what I've heard.
Okay. Well, he says yeah at the end.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the Astro Creep, a demolition style, hell American freak, yeah.
Yeah, but I can also kind of hear it as American freaky, which I like a lot better. Just I like the idea of American Freaky. Like that's a movie.
Sure.
I think that was George Lucas's first movie.
Right, right. American Graffiti. Graffiti.
American Rafiki.
Yeah, I am the crawling tit.
Do you hear what I heard?
No.
I am the crawling tit.
I am the crawling tit.
Yeah. I am the crawling tit.
So he says a feather what? A feather bit the bones.
What? Yeah, a feather bit the bones.
A feather bit the bomb.
Something about it's in your heads, yeah. The feather bit the bone where your head's at. The feather bit the bone, where your head's at.
There's something in between.
We said the crawling tit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the feather bit the bone, yeah.
No, there's a sound.
Feather bit the bones.
Bones, plural, okay.
Yeah.
Yellow in your head, the word yellow?
I hear where your head's at. Like
yellow in your head's at. Is what I heard.
I'm thinking it bit the bones like in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Head bones.
That's fine. I am the crawling tit. I'm gonna bit
the bones. Shut up when your head's in. But there's something in between.
He just says, yeah, a bunch. That's fine.
Yeah, when your head's at. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's good enough.
The yeah works.
Yeah. That's all he does. Like, he just puts yes in so things flow better.
Okay.
Ass tit a suicide.
Yep. Ass tit a suicide. A fear of butterflies.
For their fucking lives, yeah? Suicide. A fear of
butterflies
fear their fucking lives. Yeah. What was that?
Turned off the broken spit.
Broken skin. Turned off the broken skin. Turned in my heart. Make me do. Skin. Broken skin.
Turned off the broken skin. Turned off the broken skin.
It turns out the broken skin. The spirits.
The carrots in my heart. Oh, spirits?
Spirits. Oh, the ferrets. The ferrets in my heart. The ferrets in my heart make me do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That really makes you think.
It does.
Yeah.
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 More human than Susan.
It's more human than human, and then it's more human than huge van.
Yeah.
It's every other line.
Okay, verse 2.
I am the jigsaw man. I failed the jigsaw man.
I touch him with the rind of a skeleton hand.
Yeah.
I took the wood, the rind with the skeleton hands, yeah.
Yeah.
And I took the wood, the rind with the skeleton hands, yeah.
I am electric head. I think that's what he's saying. I mean, that was pretty clear.
Do it again.
The skeleton hands here. I am electric head.
Yeah. We're going to have to look it up
I am electric head. Let's write a song called Electric Head.
Okay, I will. Yeah.
It's got to be in the style of Rob Zombie.
I am electric head.
The lyrics, not the song.
I could write a Rob Zombie song.
Do it.
Electric head, a killer macaw, a television set.
I can't.
A chemical cone?
No, I can't. I can't overcome
the television scent.
Yeah, the television. Yeah. Can't overcome the television scent.
What? A goo-ga.
Television said, yeah, a goon clown of it, tell my the preacher motherfucker.
What?
A goon clown of it, tell my the preacher.
The goo gun.
A goon clown of it, tell my
a glue gun.
A glue gun.
Television said, yeah, a goon clown of it, tell my the preacher
motherfucker. A glue gun of
a bitch. And, a bitch and hard mile.
A goon clown of it, tell my the preacher.
Yeah, okay, a bitch and hard mile.
Yeah. A clown of it, tell my the preacher motherfucker sucking on that
lime. Something motherfucker sucking on that lime, yeah.
I heard sucking on that clamp.
Tell my the preacher motherfucker sucking on that lime, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I hear it now. So, greasy motherfucker sucking on that clamp, yeah. What was that?
You two could suck it for one?
I heard like newt tube or something. Like I heard a newt tube.
You toot.
New toot. But something new starts with a letter N. New.
New toot?
New toot. Oh.
New toot, a
psychic, a
war.
New toot, I suck dick at war.
I heard a psychic at war.
New toot, a psychic, a war.
Yeah.
New
tube.
That's the first thing I said.
Okay, yeah. No, it's new. It's new toot.
New toot.
Yeah, new toot, I suck in a wall.
A psychic, a war.
A psychic, a war, yeah.
I Oh. Yeah, a psychic war.
I said something to fill a pot and I eat it some more, yeah.
Finna fill the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm finna fill the pot and I'll eat it some more, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. More human than human. More human than human. I am the river man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the river man?
Yeah, I am the river man.
Yep.
River man. I love the book and I love American Stallion.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
I am the river man. What's the second one?
Something about American Stallion.
Yeah. I am the river man. I love the motion. I love American Stallion.
I love American Stallion.
River man. I love the motion. I love American.
I love the Volchiva.
And I love the motion.
I love the Volchiva.
The man. I love the motion. I love American Stallion.
I love the Volchiva of American Stallion.
The Volchiva.
Nonsense word.
It's a French term.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I am the Ripper man. I love the book and I love American Stallion.
Maybe he's saying I'm the Ripper.
Ripper man.
I think he is, but it sounds like a Ripper.
It does sound.
I'm the Ripper man. I love the book and I love American Stallion.
Love the vulture vibe.
I'm the Ripper man. I love the book and I love American Stallion.
The vulture vial.
Virtual vulture vial. I love the vulture vial of American Stallion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the Ripper man. I love the vulture vile of American Stallion.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the vulture vile
of
American Stallion.
I am the Nexus one. I want more life, fucker. I ain't done yet.
I am the Nexus one.
I am the Nexus.
He says I am a lot,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah.
Just like stating that he is all these things.
Yeah.
I am the Nexus one. I want more.
I am the Nexus
one.
I am the Nexus one.
That was actually a phone, I think.
I am the Nexus One.
The Nexus, the Google Nexus,
yeah,
was a model. the first one, I think, would be referred to as the Nexus One.
Yeah, I like it.
I am the Nexus One.
I want more life, fucking I ain't done yet.
I heard something else. Play it again. A long boy life. I heard a long boys in there. A long boy life.
Mother. Yeah. Fucking I ain't done.
I ain't dumb. Yeah.
I ain't dumb, yeah.
A long boy.
I'm hearing I want more life. But I like yours better. The long boy lied.
Yeah, that's a long fucking boy live fucker.
The
I ain't dumb. Yeah. Yeah. A long boy lied, fucker. I ain't done. I ain't dumb, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. What a tune.
What's that song called?
More Human Than Human. Are you looking up the real lyrics?
Yeah. We'll see how close we came. Wow. We did pretty good.
You think?
Yeah, not, honestly, not bad. Yeah. Wow. What, we got a bunch of them.
Read them.
Yeah, I am the Astro Creep, a demolition style hell American freak. Yeah. I am the crawling dead, a phantom in a box, shadow in your head, say acid suicide, freedom of the blast, read the fucking lies. Yeah. Scratch off the broken skin, tear into my heart, make me do it again. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's evocative. Yeah.
And then the chorus, and then, yeah. I yeah, am the yeah. jigsaw man. I turn the world around with a skeleton hand. Say, I am electric head, a cannibal core.
He did say electric head?
Yeah. I am electric head, a cannibal core, a television said, yeah. We're pretty close on that.
Yeah.
Do not victimize. Read the motherfucker. Psychotic lies. Yeah. Into a psychic war. I tear my soul apart and I eat it some more. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I put it in a pot that I eat some more. Yeah. He says, yeah, I am the Ripper man, a locomotion mind, love American style. Yeah. I am the Nexus one. I want more
he
life.
Said that,
yeah,
Nexus?
Yeah. I want more life, fucker. I ain't done yet. That's it.
But he is done.
We're pretty close.
Yeah, wow.
Honestly, like that's the closest we've probably come.
That's impressive. I think we did a good job.
Hey, you going to Licky's and Chewy's tomorrow?
I don't think so.
All right. If you do.
If you do.
Got me a Valor milk.
Okay.
Just if you go.
I won't, but.
What if you do? Happen to drop by?
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Just if you go.
I won't.
Just happen to be over there.
Nah, I won't.
So maybe.
Nah. Not a chance.
We'll see.
So that's the zombie zone for this week.
I'm just saying, if you do, you go in, I'll pay for it.
Listen.
I'll give you $2-3 for it. I am the exercise.
You ready for the main event? The fuck?
It's just something Rob Zombie might say.
I am the exercise. Okay, yeah. Yeah. That, I was thinking about like going to the gym.
I split your dick in half and I set it on fire. Yeah.
Oregano Omega cheese ball, man.
Yep.
Okay. So, our main event today, we'll save that tough guy poetry for next week. Our main event today is a segment. It's been a little bit. We've given it a little bit of a break, but it's back with a vengeance. And that's, of course, pervert proverbs. And this is a segment where we do our due diligence as minions of the good Lord Christ, and we go through the internet porn website, Pornhub.com.
Yeah.
And we find all the best comments that people leave.
Smut.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter is, Mr. Jesus up there is not a fan of forked dicks.
Right.
At all.
Nobody don't like back shots.
Maniac nipples.
Anal.
Snorting orgasms.
You don't like granny sucking.
Gentle rubbing.
You He doesn't like panty worship.
No, he doesn't.
Nope.
Not at all. He does like G-string, so he likes a good G-string. Yeah.
Who doesn't? I mean, it blocks the hole.
The hole. Yeah. The dirty part.
Right.
Yeah.
The whole crack, really. Simulates a crack.
It's a simulated crack, the right. G-string.
It's wow. A cover-up. Yeah, it's good. He doesn't like piss icicles. That's where you piss in Northern Canada, yeah, outside. Right.
He hates fart huffing.
Yep. He doesn't like clam dipping.
Yeah. Frosted muffin tops.
No, he doesn't like McNugget butthole dip.
He's definitely not going to like rag duty.
Nope. Not at all.
So anyway, we got some pervert proverbs to talk about. So let's...
He doesn't like titty twisting.
I'll start.
Okay. I have 15 of them, so...
What do I have?
We have 15, so...
I got 17.
I got 15, so...
First one here is from Philly Every Day.
Yeah.
Who said, I would love to have his babies playing tag in my tummy. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The tummy.
Unless one of them eats the other one.
Well, they're not babies yet. They got to have an egg.
Egg.
And there's no egg in their tummy. Unless she also ate eggs that time. Or he. Wow. Yeah. If you have an egg omelet and then you have a bunch of spunk.
Yeah.
You could have two babies and they're going to play tag inside your tummy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fact. That. It's wow. In the Bible.
Okay.
So.
All right. 0404 says.
What he said.
She has gotten bigger over the years.
Wow.
Same as her boobs.
She's grown to roughly the same size as her boobs.
Yeah.
Meaning her boobs are 50% of her overall mass.
Yeah.
Her
boobs.
Her
boobs.
Well, my next one's from Marco75X. This one's short and sweet, like a tattoo. It should be a tattoo. It says, as simple as horny.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Simple
that's
as a, that.
That's poetry.
Yeah, you don't. That's what everybody looks for in life. That's the meaning of life.
Right.
It's about the simple things and the horny things.
Definitely. Good mix. Good healthy mix. It's important.
Yeah, balance.
It's important. This one's from Boombabi. It just says, wow.
Wow.
Amazing fuck.
Wow.
But it's W-A-O-O-O. Wow.
W-A-O-O. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Maybe it's Mario. Woohoo!
It's my Christopher Walken.
I know.
It's what it is.
Yeah, that's
why I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
It reminded me.
Chris.
That. Oh, you're going to love this next one I got too.
My next one's from Jai589. This one's all about the delivery.
Okay.
Have you ever cum swapped with Pablo? Have you ever cum swapped?
Imagine like Jigsaw saying that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever
Ghostface on the phone
with Pablo?
Yep, I suggest yeah everybody tries to come swap with Pablo once yeah. once in their life.
Question was by Tobin Bell.
Oh,
Clits and Tits One says, "I need someone to suck my tits and drink my pussy."
It's full.
Drink,
it's filled up.
Drink my pussy.
Drink my pussy.
And then it's like an
a what? What?
Like
drink my fucking
drink my pussy.
Drink my pussy.
Like crying without crying. You know?
Yeah. I love that.
That's one of my favorites.
Abnormal Ace said, and this one's a real thinker, so take notes. I am alone. I am impressed and proud. I do this. I understand.
Understand.
This miracle event. And this voice and these AB parameters of the face. Just a little bit and it will be like a fox. The plot can be really cool. And before me is the game. And I'm alone. I'm impressed and proud. I'm in the middle of the process. In this media, touch each part. And stay a revenant. So only one person in the world would understand me.
Understand.
and damn it, I was at the goal. Well, good luck to everyone who read.
Wow.
That took me on a journey.
Yeah.
I like the part about the AB parameters.
Yeah. She just got a little real.
It was quite the plot.
In here, you know?
Yeah.
She just got a little real.
It was an elevated pervert proverb.
Yeah. On a different plane.
Yeah. So.
HRY woman. Harry?
Horny.
Horny?
Both.
Harry woman. So, Harry woman.
Hi, Harry woman.
Noted.
Harry foot woman.
Harry foot lady. Hey, baby. Hey, nutted like nothing normal to this. Blew the drywall clean off. Thanks.
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 You got to come over and you got to spackle that hole that I cum shot in my wall.
I got a question for you.
What?
How come some British people, it's not all of them, but some British people see TH and they pronounce it F? Fortful. So thoughtful of you.
I think,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
me thinks.
I just don't get it.
I mean, it's language. It's weird.
I know.
We say a lot of stupid shit. We pronounce shit stupid too.
No.
Everybody does, except for me.
No, that one just baffles me.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you see T, especially, yeah, I don't know, TH and pronounce it as an F. That's like, it's strange.
I think I watched the football game on the telly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Next one's from Pillow Humper Ron.
Oh, wow.
It's so unfair. I'm 48 and never been in a pussy my entire life. And he gets these pretty girls, 3 crying emojis. I want a girl. I'm tired of pillows. He's been coming in pillows his whole life.
Yeah. That's
he has to hire a wanderer.
To the point where he goes by, people know him as
he's
humper.
Pillow Humper Ron to the general public at large.
To the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They goes fucking stay away from him. Even Pillow Humper Ron.
When he was in high school, like he'd get in trouble and the principal would come over the intercom and he'd be like, Pillow Humper Ron, Pillow Humper Ron to the principal's office, please.
He was cursed with that name. Like his first name is Pillow Humper.
Yeah, but he learned to embrace it.
Middle name's Ron.
Oh, okay. That's his Christian name.
Yeah.
Wow. Pumper.
Wow.
For short.
This is a 3-for here. It's very scientific.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Vader Loves USA says, I stopped wanking to research how the fuck someone is able to score buckets like that. And then a Folky says, they are just peeing because their muscles relaxed enough. And then Highest Kayat says, female here, I squirt a lot and I reproduce quick, so she probably does too.
Reproduce quick?
Yeah.
The more you squirt, the more babies you're going to have.
No, the liquid.
Oh.
I reproduce that liquid.
Reproduce the liquid. I re-up.
Yeah.
I re-up my liquid. Top off my liquid a little bit.
Sure.
You want to top off my liquid? Or?
Wouldn't mind.
How about this? From Very Large Cock 1. This was a very hot video. The next time... Oh, excuse me. This was a very hot video. The next time, wash the truck fully nude and get yourself lathered up with suds. That would be hot to see, especially if passersby could see you. I would stroke myself watching that. That's the sound of me stroking myself.
That's an American made.
To the truck. I'm stroking myself because of the truck.
I got a 4-stroke.
Power stroke.
Power stroke. 6-stroke.
Yep. I'm going to hire this young lady to wash my truck.
Go set my truck
so I can stroke.
In peace. Homeless Dumpster says, these people be wasting more water than Nestle.
Oh, wow.
Is that controversial?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, it sounds controversial.
It does. And then, I don't know what this means
at all. I always thought it was weird that Nestle makes bottled water.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, because no one drinks them.
Yeah.
Because they stink.
Nestle Piss Life or something. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Pure shit.
Tangerine Traffic says, you better shower yourself in 5 minutes top or you'll end up in the chocolate jungles too.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I was just baffled by it.
Chocolate jungles?
Yeah.
Is that like a Willy Wonka place?
I don't know. That's what I thought. That's what I thought about.
Wow. What was the first part?
You better shower yourself in 5 minutes top or you'll end up in the chocolate jungles too. Maybe the poop?
Oh, wow. You're going to be in a whole world of shit if you don't wash yourself
soon. Is that a poop thing?
Maybe.
I gotta go wash my chocolate jungle.
Gotta wash up or I'm going to get devoured by this here chocolate jungle. This next one, I don't like. It's gross. Dream Man, 1971 said, everything you do is amazing. You are fantasy made flesh. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm scared.
You are fantasy made flesh.
Yeah.
The flesh of fantasy.
Yeah. That's not, I don't like that one. there's five of them.
Okay.
Johan Porn Lover says, weirdly small cockhead.
Okay.
Michael W. James says, the rest of the cock is so thick, the head only seems small.
Oh.
Airy Suck
says, all perspective.
Whole thing looks small and inflated at the same time.
It's kind of a half cup, half full, half empty kind of thing.
Satiki Pig says, voodoo shaman sprinkled magic shrinking dust on it like in Beetlejuice. And That's Kind of Sus said, looks like he had a penis pump on for too long.
Oh, I bet that's it. Fucking Sherlock Holmes over here.
Yeah.
Well, my next one's twofer from Wendy Glow, who said, hey, Maylee. Hey, Maylee. Want to hang out and watch Godzilla, King of the Monsters? And I have to point out, all capital, all correctly capitalized with a colon in the middle. So it's like, it's this person really typed it out. Godzilla, yeah. King of the Monsters. And then Maylee actually responded and said, are you stopping by Thailand? So I just like the idea of this random feller on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Having a crush on Maylee Fun, to the point where he wants to watch Godzilla King of the Monsters so bad with her that he'll fly to Thailand.
That's nice. Yeah, that's just nice.
Just a good story. Meet cute.
It's like it's a misconnection almost.
But yeah.
No connection was, you know.
Well, we don't know that.
Maybe we can extrapolate. Maybe it's not missed.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Abdal53 says, I hope to have sex with you.
Wow.
A beautiful, transparent sucking. Inserting a penis in the mouth. Ejaculating. Sucking a breast. Inserting a penis between my breast.
Oh.
Licking the vagina.
Yeah.
Inserting a penis into the vagina.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ejaculating.
Yeah.
Hitting the ass firmly.
Yeah. It's got to be firm.
Abdal, 53.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Scram, with a B at the end, like Scram,
yeah,
said, such a beauty, great video, just a little sad that not all the holes were used as it says in the description.
Fair.
You put that shit on the carton that all holes will be filled, and you don't deliver on that promise, you're going to jail.
That's fair, honestly. I think that's, yeah.
You got to check. You got a checklist, a bingo game going for every hole. Bingo. Hole filled.
Yeah. Love that. Big W Dick Dan 420.
Yeah.
Says.
The W is for wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big wide dick.
Yeah. His profile picture is an armpit.
Cool.
I just want your pussy on my cock.
Uh-huh.
Making me come deep inside your sweet, tight little pussy.
Yeah.
I want to put the whole of my dick in you, babe.
The whole?
Balls deep.
Wait, with a W?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to put the whole of my dick in you, babe. Well,
the other hole, too. Like, he definitely wants to put the whole dick hole in there.
Sure. That's a given.
I'll put my dick hole in you.
Well, no, maybe not.
Please.
I mean, the dick hole technically would be in there, but if it's in a bag, is it really, you know?
Yeah. I mean, are you outside if you got a coat on?
Right.
Really makes you think.
Right.
So, just saying.
Right.
So Ovi faked said, if you makes you feel in better, bro, having a girlfriend isn't all it's cracked to be. You can't masturbate and watch porn anymore because your stupid girlfriend is there always trying to suck your dick or fuck you.
It's a burden.
That's trouble. That's trouble.
Yeah.
I can't jack off. You mean I can't jack off anymore because...
You got responsibility.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
You got responsibility now.
Mm-hmm. I got to provide for my family.
Right. Provide the jam.
What?
I have to provide the jam for my wife.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The jam.
Oh, that's jam?
Jam.
Jam.
The white jam.
Would you like my vanilla jam?
I put it on her toast. And she craves my jam.
The pale jam.
She put my pale jam on her on her toast. I am the pale jam.
I am the pale jam, man.
I'm glad you wore black and Christmas ham, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Sweet Friends 2000 says, it was okay. Could have been better for how hot the girls are. They didn't seem that into it, and the sound quality sucks. A plus for the girls, everything else an F.
Okay.
I just love reviews.
That's harsh.
On porno.
Yeah, right. They're really thinking about
it. So on average, it's probably about a D, you know?
Yeah.
Probably like an even D, not even a D minus.
But it's passing.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit. So, a little bit, so.
My next one is from AnalSex69.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give witch sound, please?
Can you do a witch sound?
Can you give... This is what a witch sounds like.
Oh. I thought they...
That's the witch's call.
I thought they sounded like...
Well, sometimes they do, but when they take off on
their
broom...
That's their cauldron.
Right, right. And when they launch off their broom, it's more of a...
Yeah. I'm getting scared.
So?
Getting scared. You're going to... conjure a witch.
Yeah, they're gonna come here.
Olio 88 says, olio. Love the goosebumps she gets while he fucks your butt. Super hot.
Hot bumps.
I love the goosebumps she gets like while he fucks your butt. You know, I feel like you never see butt on there.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Rarely.
Fuck butt.
My brother Billy told me that girls get goosebumps when they get their butts fucked. Super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prepare to lick the clamp, yeah.
Prepare to lick the clamp.
Why is that Squirtle damp, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next one's from Next Cafe Nina. Who come and see my dick and tell me how it look like?
That's an all-timer right there.
Who come and see my dick and tell me how it look like?
Can you send me that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. That's awesome. This one I found on Reddit, but it doesn't have any names. They're blacked out, but they're funny. They use the N-word, so I'm going to say buddy.
Okay. It
says, this buddy has a lot of stepmoms. The follow-up one that commented on that said, I know, buddy, like, what the fuck? Who is his dad? Henry VIII?
That's good. That's good. Well, my next one's from Smaug06.
Smaug?
Smaug, like the dragon.
Yeah.
I would drag my balls through broken glass to hear you fart in a walkie-talkie.
I've
Thank you. I'm a fan.
I've heard that one.
You have?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Drag my balls through broken glass to hear you fart in a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, fart through a walkie-talkie. I mean, yeah, it's just
what
you do
fuck?
Brutal things to hear them do something gross. Like I'd drink a gallon of her piss to eat a mile of her shit. You never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of those. They're fucking nasty.
Okay, well. I thought it was more of like a jackass kind of thing.
Nope.
Bam's going to drag his balls through broken glass.
Dear Don Vito, fart through a walkie-talkie. This one's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And it's It's just ingenious. I love it.
Ingenious.
It's from Philly fan 96, who says, there's a salute at the end. It says, thank you for your cervix.
Wow, that's clever.
Yeah, I love that's that. Good. I never seen that before.
No, I'm surprised. I haven't heard that. The next one's from Ona Gisto Samtijibo.
Ooh.
20. Sexual desire between 9 millimeters and my mouth are rising.
My mouth?
My mouth. Oh, this
he's
is
threatening to kill himself.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Oh, that's no fun.
Nope.
I thought it was my 9 millimeter, like his dick was 9 millimeters.
No.
Oh, bummer. My mouth. Okay. We've had a mouth before. That's a good misspelling.
Yeah.
Mouth.
Slippin' XXX says, oh my God, I would stick my tongues.
Tongues?
So gross. This is okay. Let me start over. This is nasty.
Nasty.
Oh my God.
So nasty.
I would stick my tongue so deep in her dirty ass, then come in it and suck it out while she farts.
Oh, wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. And then Darwin 4321 says, bro, what the fuck?
Okay.
I got one more after that.
I got three more. This next one's a twofer.
Okay.
From Monster and the Maid, they said, this made me so wet. Anyone once have a taste?
Anybody want to come drink my pussy?
Anyone once have drink of from my pussy, please? And Brian Cole responded, it would be an honor. It would be an honor to have a taste.
My honor.
Anyone once have a taste?
Anybody want? Want to come drink my pussy? You drink my pussy.
Drink my pussy.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. I got some fucking all-timers this time.
I mean, it's just as out there as, like, blow a dick, yeah. Right? Because, like, there's not blowing. It's just, like, an act of, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but
like,
it's, I mean, it's
drinking.
It's a blow job. It's not like a fucking drink job when you're.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know which came first, the blow or the job or the egg. Okay.
The blowy or the egg.
Wait, whose turn is it?
You said you had three. I got one left, so whatever you want.
Okay, I'll do one more and then we'll
cut.
Do.
I suck a mummy's eyes and
No More Horny said, bro, I hate it when my entire step family gets stuck under the sofa. You know?
Yep.
You get it? They're all stuck in the sofa. That's a thing.
I know. Yeah, that's a weird one.
That's a really weird one. Stuck.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, somebody gets stuck in something and then does sex.
Yeah. Stepmom stuck in dryer.
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Whole family under the sofa.
Yeah. Kal-El Zero says, yo, does anyone know how to remove super glue from under your foreskin?
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Super glue underneath my foreskin. Then my last one is There Alone 987321. King Arthur couldn't pull me out of that, on God.
The stone?
The stone. Yeah. But he's talking about somebody's butt.
Oh.
Because he's going to get stuck in there. It's going to be a lot of suction in there because he's got a fat cock.
Yeah. So, I get it.
I am the meatball man.
Yeah, I drive the meatball van. I suck a mummy's eyes and I do it again. Yeah.
I think the only word that's better to say in a Rob Zombie singing voice than yeah.
Yeah.
Is meatball.
Yeah. I am the meatball man. I'm going down the plane in the mud of a Batman. I'm going down the plane to roll in the mud of a Batman. I love to suck a mummy's eye too. I don't know where that came from. Yeah.
a sucker puppy's eyes in a meatball graveyard.
In a meatball graveyard. Okay. Well.
Coolparents.co.
What is that?
It's a website.
What? Go to our website.
Yep.
We got all the links on there.
Yep. Give us money on Patreon.
Patreon.com/coolparents.
Yep. We got an Instagram. What's that?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Yeah. Damn right. What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Yeah, switching it up a little bit.
Yeah, something different.
Switching it up.
Something different. I am the meatball man.
Yeah, I drive the meatball van. I drive the meatball van. I go over to IKEA and I make a lot of fans.
It's fucking Rob Zombie in a Swedish meatball truck. Oh, you're gonna do an AI of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta write that down.
Suck a mummy's ass in the meatball van, yeah.
And soon we're gonna probably sometime next week we're gonna record a Patreon exclusive commentary for the new Ghost Adventures special, feature length special about Devil's Island. Yeah, so get on our Patreon. It starts at $3 for that. Patreon.com/coolparents.
Yeah.
And leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening. So
yeah.
That's it. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Broad.
Justy Broad? Yeah. All right.
Justy Bump. Justy Bump. World. What was it?
Justy Chest.
Yeah. Justy.
Justy Russ.
Sure.
Justy Rust.
Yep.
Fuck the world.
Bust a rust.